PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
President Trump says Wednesday will be our Liberation Day. New reciprocal tariffs are set to take effect against Canada, Mexico, China, and the European Union. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt slammed the current U.S. trade policies.
It has hollowed out our middle class. It has turned the American heartland into an American wasteland where jobs have gone overseas.
Market analysts expect a volatile Wall Street week with the uncertainty of the tariffs. The death toll in the massive Southeast Asia earthquake is now more than 2,000. More survivors were pulled from the rubble today in Myanmar as rescue teams face a fast-closing window of opportunity. The Southeast Asian nation's ruling military government says hundreds more remain unaccounted for following Friday's magnitude 7.7 quake. The two NASA astronauts who spent 9 months aboard the International Space Station unexpectedly are thankful to be home. Lisa Taylor has more.
NASA's SpaceX Crew 9 Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore had to stay on the ISS a lot longer than expected after their Boeing Starliner spacecraft was deemed unsafe to return in. Speaking from the Johnson Space Center at the first news conference with Crew 9, Wilmore was asked if he had any weird sensations when splashing down after being in space.
I can tell you that returning from space to or through the atmosphere inside of a 3,000 degree fireball of plasma is weird, regardless of how you look at it.
Both Williams and Wilmore thank the nation for caring.
The Supreme Court could rule this week on several emergency applications related to President Trump's executive orders. These include the deportations of Venezuelan gang members under the Alien Enemies Act. Trump wants the High Court to lift a federal judge's restraining order that's blocking the removals. Justices may also decide on a lower court's ruling requiring the government to reinstate millions in Department of Education grants. I'm Brian Shook.
For tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy. After some showers and gusty thunderstorms early on, that can bring the threat for flooding, downpours, hail, and damaging wind gusts. Will clear out late with lows in the lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, a cooler day overall. Highs generally in the middle 50s. For tomorrow night, mainly clear, lows in the lower 30s. And heading into Wednesday, more clouds and sun. Breezy for the afternoon with a high near 50 degrees. Temperatures begin to rebound into Thursday. Perhaps some showers and thunderstorms returning to the area. Let me meteorologist Matt Benz.
60 in Morristown, 61 in Ewing, 66 Turnersville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.